You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you for episode 81 of Lower Road Radio. If this was a Major League Baseball season, this would be the halfway point.
To what?
81 games is halfway through the Major League Baseball season. Right?
Yeah.
We'd be in the All-Star break right about now.
Yeah.
I think we both make the All-Star team of our show.
Yeah, John might start over us.
Yeah, and Harrison too, actually. So
we might be riding the bench.
We've had two guests,
yeah,
and they're both better than us. You know, actually, the show should probably just be Harrison and John. I'd listen to that show.
Yeah, that'd be a good show.
I totally would listen to that show. Well, be it as it may, you don't get Harrison and John. You get us.
Yeah,
and we are here, ready to entertain your socks off. Whatever you're doing right now, stop it.
Take your socks off.
Take your socks off. I don't care what it is. You could be going on a run. Take them off. Yeah. You can put your shoes back on.
Yeah.
Just kick your socks off.
Yeah. Relax. Entertain your socks off.
And we are going to, if you don't take them off now, they're going to be off after the show because we are going to entertain your socks off. It's going to happen.
Just the socks. Nothing else.
Nothing else.
Keep the rest of your clothes on.
Please.
Especially if you're driving in the car. Please stay clothed.
Send a message to the show. And tell us what you usually wear when you're watching the show.
No, I don't want to know this.
I'm curious. You know, maybe people have certain habits. Maybe somebody likes
like
to listen.
Get dressed up for the show.
Maybe, and pour some tea.
Maybe we got people from Britain watching.
Maybe there's somebody that loves to listen to podcasts while bathing.
I don't want to know this.
You know, and so they're loofahing up right now. Do you do the loofah?
No.
You don't loofah?
No, I don't loofah.
What are you, a Cro-Magnon man?
No, I use liquid soap.
Okay, and you put it in the loofah. Get all sudsy and then you scrub.
No. I just put it directly onto my body.
Oh, that's a horrible plan. That's why
I like it.
That's why you're so unhygienic, probably.
What are you talking about? I shower more than you do. I guarantee I do.
It's not the amount of showers, it's the quality. It's not the quantity, it's the quality.
Well, if I take 4 showers a day and you take one every other day.
You take 4 a day?
2 or 3.
We're just going to stop right now. Are you telling me you take 2 or 3 showers a day?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I just like taking showers.
I couldn't. How do you find the time?
Well, they're like 3-minute showers. I'm not just, like showering for 35 minutes.
Okay.
Like we play at the Y in the morning.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll shower when I first wake up in the morning.
And
then after the Y.
So
and then I shower before I go to bed. That would be 3 times.
I wake up in the morning, I go to the Y, and then when I get home for the Y, I take a shower.
Sometimes when I wake up, I just feel like taking a shower.
However many times we play basketball, that's how many times I've showered.
You shower once a day after basketball?
Yeah.
And then not again?
Until we play basketball.
See, that's gross, because the other day you showed up at basketball with a big dirt patch on your knee. And
that's
like,
an over-exaggeration.
No, it was a huge dirt patch
on
your knee.
It wasn't a huge...
No, it was.
Okay.
It was a big old dry dirt
Listener,
patch.
Listener, understand that Jason is exaggerating.
It was the size of my hand.
And it was maybe the size of a silver dollar.
No, it was in between the size of my hand and a silver dollar.
Anyway.
And I said, what'd you do to your knee?
I was playing catch with Abby the night before.
And you went to bed with a dirty knee. Okay. A big old dirt patch on your knee.
Over-exaggeration.
In your sheets, on your bed.
No, you don't have to sleep in my sheets. That's in between me and...
No, but your wife does.
Well, she stays on her side. She's...
I don't get that. I'd never go to bed dirty.
Mm. Well,
I shower. I clean myself.
Okay.
So you can use as much loofah as you want.
You should loofah.
If you only loofah once a day, it's not enough.
It'll change your life. Adam the male nurse, right into the show. Let us know. Medically speaking, how many showers does one need a day? Adam's a bit of a...
I don't think you need
Adam's a bit of
a
germaphobe like you,
yeah.
I think. He's,
I have some issues.
He seems to me, maybe I'm wrong, but he seems to me the kind of guy that he's just always seems very clean.
Well, sometimes, like my 4th shower, I do it before the Y, after the Y, and then when I get home from work, and then before bed.
Wow.
Seriously, that's not an exaggeration.
Not me.
Now, today, I haven't showered at all.
Whoa, somebody's...
He thinks he's cool.
with his 1997 Honda Accord.
Yeah.
That he popped a hole in the muffler.
No, we've been crazy busy today. I haven't even been home yet today.
Yeah.
But Harrison had a scrimmage tonight, and he was going against – it's his first year at Kid Pitch. And so his first time up to bat, he actually laid down a bunt. It was really, really good. Like, it was a perfect
bunt. Did they call for it? Or did he?
Yeah, no, the coach called for it.
Okay.
Because we've been bunting at practice. Yeah. And Harrison's the best bunter on the team.
Right.
Because we did it last year quite a bit.
Yeah.
He had pretty good hand-eye coordination, and he can pop it down there, and they weren't expecting it.
Yeah.
So it was the catcher perfectly picked it up, and it was a perfect throw to first. And, and Harrison, I mean, it was like a bam-bam play.
Yeah.
He was called out, but right. It easily could have been called safe. Mm-hmm.
So if you turned on Lower Road Radio to get an update on what age is your son?
10.
10-year-old Pleasant baseball scrimmages.
Yeah.
You just got everything you need to know.
I'm saying, I haven't been home yet. I haven't showered. We've been at a scrimmage, a baseball game. Okay. And I'm ready to go home and shower.
You ready to go home and shower?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Whatevs. So, I don't know why I started talking about that. Loofah. Oh, if you're listening to the show,
knock your socks
what are you
off.
Wearing? It's going to be amazing. You've already gotten just a wonderful sample.
Your toes are flying in the wind.
A wonderful sample of what you have to expect for the next 30-odd minutes. So before we get into the meat of this episode, this is the episode where we always give our Netflix suggestion of the week.
Watch these shows with us. Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTuber. We don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
Jason.
Yes.
What is your suggestion?
I'm just digging that tune. Netflix, yeah. Netflix.
We'll remix it at some point. You know,
yeah,
maybe
I think
make
we
it,
need a rap version.
Yeah, I might. I'm not much of a rapper.
No.
But, unless it's WRAPPER. I'm a very good gift wrapper. Three pieces of tape. You don't need any more.
I'd go with a gift bag.
6-inch ribbon curls.
6 inches!
That's impossible.
My Netflix suggestion of the week?
Yeah, that's what I asked you. We played the song. Tell it to me.
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
You've already suggested this before.
There's a new version.
It can't be as good.
So there was the original version with Joel.
Yeah.
And then there was an updated version with Nelson.
Yeah.
And then there was a long pause.
Joel was the best.
I like Nelson the best.
He's aight.
Here's the thing. I like this new guy. The new episodes are...
Jonah.
I don't know his last
Carey.
Name.
Carey.
Yeah.
No. Jonah Carey is a baseball writer.
Jonah Ray. Yeah. It's got Felicia Day. You know who she is?
No.
Redhead. She does...
I said I don't know who she is.
Look her up. Okay. She's funny.
Patton Oswalt.
Yes, he's on it too.
I love Patton Oswalt.
He's very funny.
Yeah.
So anyways, I think it's actually better than the first set of Mystery Science Theaters.
They
do it the exact
same way?
Almost. It's not identical. It evolved over the years, but it's the basic.
Is it Crow and Servo?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you've seen the originals, I would say this. Had you never seen any of them ever,
okay,
and you watched them all from scratch today,
yes,
you would think this version was the best.
Really?
The only reason why you would hang on to the old one is you're nostalgic and you don't like change.
Okay. That's me in a nutshell. You just described me.
I realize this, but it's worth watching.
Okay.
So I started watching with my wife and my daughter, and we're like 5 episodes in. I believe there's like 14 or 16 episodes. There's 14 episodes of this new season 1 of Mystery Science Theater.
And it's a Netflix original, right?
Yeah, Netflix is the one who produced it. So it's very, very good. It's funny. You can tell they've spent time on it.
Right.
They haven't just punched them out.
Right.
The original ones, there was over 200 of them.
Yeah.
They just punched them out. Like these, I feel like they took their time. And they've done it right. It's pretty good.
All right. So Mystery
Science
Theater
3000. the new version.
Shouldn't they call it Mystery Science Theater 3001 or something like that?
Mystery Science Theater 4000.
4000? 5000?
Well, it's titled Netflix Original Mystery Science Theater 3000 The Return.
The Return.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right. So my Netflix suggestion of the week, I've not been watching a lot of television lately.
Before you get to that.
Okay.
Joe, I meant to bring this up before I brought my suggestion up.
Shoeless Joe? Or Sergeant Joe? We have two Joes.
I'm sorry. See, I don't know Sergeant Joe in real life.
Right.
I know Shoeless Joe in real life.
Yeah. I think you and Sergeant Joe would get along well in real life.
I like Sergeant Joe. I've never met him.
Yeah.
He's a fine guy. Whatever. Shoeless Joe sent me a text and says, have you watched 13 Reasons Why on Netflix?
Uh-huh.
I said, I've never even heard of it.
Right.
You're telling me a little bit about it, but we had to look it up. It's basically like a story about a teenage girl commits suicide, and like she writes a note to the people that made her commit suicide.
Yeah.
Like, Shoeless Joe.
Yeah.
What's up?
Maybe I'll just grab like a pen and shove it in my eye and just call it a day.
I mean, maybe it's a good show.
Yeah.
But like, just reading that description.
Yeah, you didn't
no
make me want
to
watch it.
Desire to watch that whatsoever.
Like, if you, I mean, you have a teenage daughter, right?
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's like,
I live stuff like this.
So if like, you want to like describe the thing that I don't want to watch, then that's like the perfect description. But maybe Joe, I trust Shoeless Joe.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Well, yeah, Joe went on to say there's good language and some stuff, so it's not kid appropriate.
Uh-huh.
But I don't even know how you could consider it kid appropriate, even if there was no language.
The subject matter itself is...
It's very dark.
Inappropriate. Very dark.
Very dark.
Well, if that is your sort of thing, you can write in the show and give us your Netflix suggestion of the week.
So I would say Joe's Netflix suggestion of the week is 13 Reasons Why.
13 Reasons Why.
Why?
That's kind of what I'm like.
Why?
13 Reasons?
Why?
Why? All right. My Netflix suggestion of the week.
But having said that, I will watch it.
Oh, my gosh. Can I just get it out?
No, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to check it out.
I'm just going to be done talking.
No,
until,
go ahead.
Because every time I try to give my Netflix suggestion of the week, you interrupt me.
Rudely so.
Rudely so. My Netflix suggestion of the week. You shut your mouth. I will... I can do all sorts of things in post-editing. Post-editing? No, just editing.
You don't do any editing.
No, I don't even listen to it. I just post it. That's not even a joke.
Yeah. Multiple times I think things should have been cut out.
Oh, many times. Or cleaned up or fixed or never posted.
Yeah.
But that doesn't stop me.
No.
We sat down. There was a microphone. It was on. I saw sound waves. I assumed that meant it recorded and it sounded just fine.
Like on the computer.
Yeah.
Not like in real life you see sound waves.
That'd you don't?
Like, you don't see sound waves in real life or you do?
I thought everybody did.
No.
So my Netflix suggestion of the week is Braveheart.
Is there a new one?
No, it's just the movie, Braveheart.
Like William Wallace?
Like, you should watch it. I've been listening to the soundtrack a lot lately.
Yeah.
And it's got me in the mood to watch it. So I might go home and watch it tonight.
William Wallace.
Yeah. Go back to your king and tell him that Scotland is free. I love it.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
I didn't know it was on Netflix.
It is on Netflix.
I own it.
I just looked it up.
Vudu, maybe.
Yeah, I think you do.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you do. You need to get The Revenant on Vudu.
You told me. I tried and I was having problems.
Okay.
So
we won't go into it.
Then. Yeah. I might try again.
Okay.
But I was initially having problems.
Some download issues.
Or upload issues.
Okay.
Conversion issues, I would say, would be more accurate.
Okay. Well, I read the book and now I want to watch the movie. So.
The book.
The Revenant. I read the book.
There's a book?
Yes. There is a book.
Okay.
It's very good. I loved it.
Yeah, whatever.
I finished it in a week. It was just one of those books I couldn't put down. All right, so that's my Netflix suggestion of the week because I've honestly not been watching a lot of TV lately, and I love that
you
movie.
You were so excited about your Netflix suggestion, and it's Braveheart.
I almost did Mighty Ducks 2. It was in between Braveheart and Mighty Ducks 2. Should I have picked in Mighty Ducks 2?
I think Mighty Ducks 2 because people probably haven't seen that because it was probably not a great movie.
Is Emilio Estevez in Mighty Ducks 2 or is he just in Mighty Ducks 1?
I don't know. You're the one that was your suggestion.
It wasn't. It was Braveheart was my suggestion. I'm just saying I was thinking about it because I thought it would be funny.
Who would you rather see in a movie? Emilio Estevez or Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen.
All day, right?
I don't know. I suppose it depends on the movie.
Does Emilio Estevez have any role in any movie ever that's not Coach?
He was a garbage man in a movie that I thought was pretty good.
What was the movie?
Men at Work. Does that sound like a thing?
I don't know. As far as I know, he's the coach on Mighty Ducks.
Right. He was in a movie with his dad. You know who his dad is?
Yeah.
Martin Sheen?
Yeah.
That was pretty good. It was pretty good. It's recent. In fact, I think it's on Netflix. I don't know what it's called. But his dad, like, it's kind of sad. Like, somebody dies, and then he's, like, cross-country. Emilio Estevez is, like, cross-country hiking through Europe. And then his dad goes to find him because he can't find him. And so then it's, like, his dad's journey, trying to find his son.
It sounds like an awful reconnect. Movie.
It's pretty good, actually.
Okay.
I don't remember what it's called, though.
So
you asked me to tell you more Emilio Estevez movies, and I told you.
What's the dad's name again?
Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen has a brother.
Yeah.
Who's in movies? Who's actually in a Mystery Science Theater movie?
Really?
As like a actor in a bad, crappy movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's like a werewolf. It's in, like, if you go to Netflix, it's actually on Netflix.
Really?
It's called Werewolf.
Okay.
So it's in, not the newest one, but it's in the previous Mystery Science Theater.
Nice.
You should watch it. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Funny, stupid.
Well,
it's stupid funny.
There it is. Braveheart and Mystery Science Theater 3000, The Return.
The Return.
So this week, what we want to do is we want to have a draft. We like to have a draft. We're going to draft a basketball team. We've been thinking a lot about basketball lately because it's the NBA playoffs. Oh, last episode we teased that we're going to talk about hockey. Hockey's the thing that they play on ice. So we've been thinking a lot about basketball because it's the NBA playoffs. And so we decided, what if we drafted a team only made of fictional characters?
Yes.
Only fictional characters. And so that's what we're going to do. So we have a point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, center, and a coach. And we're going to take turns drafting. Do you want to do the number thing to see who goes first?
Yeah. So I wrote it down last time.
So you want me to write it down?
Write it down a number.
Okay.
Between 1 and 100. And I have to get within a 25 plus or minus 50 okay. scale.
Okay. All right.
33.
99. Oh. All right. There you go. So I get the first pick in the draft.
Or you could choose to give it to me.
Well, I thought about trading it for the first pick in our next draft. Like, we don't know what it's going to be. Yeah. But I thought about, like, what if I give you the first pick in this draft and you give me, like, the first two picks in the next draft?
Okay.
But I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I want to take the first pick. And?
Where are you going to go?
Who am I going to take?
Yeah.
My shooting guard. This is the biggest no-brainer in the history of everything. Superman is my shooting guard. He can fly. I never saw him play basketball.
No.
In a movie, one of the movies, we saw him hit a baseball, and he hit it to space, you know?
That's pretty good.
So he can probably post anybody up from a strength standpoint.
Nobody's going to make him a shooting guard, not a power forward?
Back him down. He'll do some post-up moves, kind of like an older Jordan kind of a deal. I mean, he's going to play in the post, don't get me wrong.
He's going to have a massive turnaround jumper.
Oh, my gosh.
Just fly away.
Just fly and then just throw it down, whatever. Okay. I don't know. I mean, he's strong. He's going to make every shot. He's got laser vision, so somehow that's going to come into play. He's Superman. That's the end of it, right? He's Superman. Okay. Beat that.
Okay. So I think with my point guard.
Okay.
I want someone who's kind of fast.
Okay.
Because I want him just to be, you know, lightning quick and running around everybody. I'm going to go Barry Allen, a.k.a. The Flash.
The Flash. That was going to be my next pick.
Was it really?
It really was.
Because seriously, how are you guarding him? He is so fast. He's going to be running up and down the court. And massive defense.
Massive defense. Yeah.
He's going to be stealing the ball like crazy.
Right.
He'll be a great defender. Mm-hmm. And on offense, he's going to dribble up and down the court so fast, you're not going to be able to see it.
Yeah. I don't see either one of us picking Wolverine. He's just going to break the ball every time. You're going to go through a lot of balls.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I don't see a reason to pick Wolverine. Now, maybe if he was your... coach.
Now let's just
yelling at the
let's
team.
Just say okay yeah. just get this out of the way. These are basketball rules, right?
Like so, real basketball,
right?
Yeah.
So there's no fighting. It's not like you can call a foul.
It's not our tribals.
It's not arch rivals. So being bigger and stronger could help from a backing down standpoint.
Yes.
Things like that. But just because you're bigger and stronger, a.k.a. the Hulk, maybe you want to take the Hulk as your power forward. I don't know. But what I'm saying is no punching.
Well, the problem with the Hulk is he has rage issues and he doesn't control it well.
Right.
Like, he's going to probably get thrown out of the game.
Yes.
Right? I mean, he's going to have multiple technical fouls and be tossed.
Right. Yeah. All right. So there you go. You think either one of us are going to take Aquaman?
Not for basketball. Maybe water polo?
Water polo? I think he's your first pick if you're playing water polo. Okay. My next pick...
Now, granted, these are all fictional characters.
Fictional.
Any fictional character, any movie, any TV show.
Right.
Any book.
Right.
Anybody.
Anything.
Anything. Any fictional character.
Any fictional character.
Yeah.
Okay. My power forward is going to be, I'm just going to say it. It's Darth Vader is my power forward.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. So, power forward... He's never going to miss a shot because he's just going to force the ball in, right? Like, once the ball's up in the air, then he just uses the force to put it straight in the hoop, right? He's going to have the strength to back you down, and he's going to be able to do lots of, like, weird mind tricks to you, you know, could do all the force to your brain, make you shoot at the wrong basket, stuff like that. He's going to get in your head in a way that nobody else could, you know? Now, force choking, that's going to be hard to call, you know? Like, that's going to be hard for the referees to know about. Like, he's in a... I mean, I'm not going to say they're never going to call it, but, you know, he'll be able to get away with a lot of it. Like, when you're shooting a free throw, he'll just clench his fingers just a little bit. And then you'll be able to...
It's a non-contact sport.
It's not contact.
No, it's a non-contact.
Right. So, a lot
of... he's not making contact.
Lots of force choking. I mean, you know, the Flash can be as fast as he wants, but as soon as Darth starts force choking him from a distance, come on.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So Darth Vader's my power forward.
I didn't even think about that. Well, I guess an obvious offset that might be Yoda.
Okay.
Because Yoda's force can rival Darth Vader's force.
Yeah, I think that the problem with that is that Yoda has the restraints of the good side of the force.
Yeah, but he can block the bad side of the force.
Can he block a force choke? Can he, like...
I don't know.
Use the force to block a force choke?
We don't see a lot of interaction between Yoda and Darth Vader.
None. So Yoda...
I'm not going Yoda.
Oh, you're not taking
Yoda? No.
Oh, okay.
I just said that's a thought that I had.
Okay, well, who are you picking?
I'm going to go Iron Man.
For your what?
Shooting guard.
Okay, Iron Man.
Because he's going to have to guard Superman.
Okay.
Flying. They're both going to fly.
Yeah, but he can't fly as fast as Superman. Not like... I don't think he's as quick...
Listen, on the court, 5-on-5,
yeah.
I think he can guard him. He's got some strength.
He's a defensive specialist. Is there any reason to think that he would be a good offensive player?
No, I'm just primarily for defense. But he could fly and dunk the ball.
Okay. Now, there is no goaltending. You know, people need to realize that, too. You know what I mean? So,
what do you mean, no goaltending? There's goaltending in basketball.
There's offensive goaltending, but there's no defense. I'm saying we'll call goaltending. You're not allowed.
You can't goaltend.
You can't goaltend, right? So if he gets a shot up from deep and he uses his computer to like zero...
Yeah, listen, if I've got Flash as a point guard, he's running down the court and tossing it up, alley-oop, to Iron Man.
Superman has something else to say about that, but okay. All right. Okay, so my next pick, I think I'm going to make this guy... Oh, man, this is tough. I think I'm going to make this guy my... it doesn't really matter... So I'm going to make him my point guard, okay? Now, he doesn't really have to guard Flash because he can literally stop and turn back time. I'm going to take Doctor Strange. So, like, all the speed that Flash has, Doctor Strange completely stops it all together because he can just stop time. So it doesn't matter how fast you are. I'm stopping time right now.
Does that violate the rules of the game?
Show me in the rule book where it says you're not allowed to stop time because it doesn't exist.
If you stop time, then the scorekeeper's not keeping score. How can he see the basket get scored?
You're not going to score while the time is stopped, but you're going to stop time, and then you're going to take the ball from the Flash, walk over to your hoop, start time back up, layup.
I might have to think that one through.
Okay. Who you got?
Okay, I'm going to go with a power forward.
Okay.
With Thor.
Thor is going to be your power forward, okay?
Yeah.
Now, he can't... I mean, the hammer is not going to do him any good.
He uses it to fly. Okay. He swings it around and...
He can't hit anybody with it. Can't hit the floor with it. You're going to wreck the floor.
I know, but he can fly with it, and he's basically a mini god.
Okay.
You know? He's got some juice.
Okay.
He's a good power forward.
Okay.
He's under control. He's not the Hulk.
All right. Okay, if you say so. All right. So, boy, that's that.
I don't really like that pick, but...
But what? I mean, you have all of the history of fictional characters to choose from. And you don't like that pick?
It's okay.
Well, it's your pick.
I don't have anybody else.
You don't have anybody else. This whole draft was your idea.
The problem is Doctor Strange... Like, I don't know how to defend that. If Doctor Strange is going to stop
Find
time...
Find another guy that can stop time. There's certainly somebody else that can stop time.
I don't know.
Well...
I'm just having a hard time with that.
There are some, I will say, there are some beliefs that Barry Allen, the Flash, can time travel.
Oh, I didn't even think about that, but you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't...
He's moving so fast,
like way faster than the speed of light, that time literally stops.
Yeah, okay.
So it becomes like a one-on-one game in real time, while time has stopped, between Doctor Strange and the Flash. And everybody else is just standing there. And then every once in a while, time like starts back up again, and everybody looks around, and it's like basket scored.
Yeah.
Because you have to start the clock again
in
order to score a basket.
It'll be an interesting game.
Very interesting. All right. Next. For my center...
Yeah.
I'm going to pick Harry from Harry and the Hendersons.
The Bigfoot?
Yeah, he's like super tall.
Does he play? We don't know.
We don't know that Iron Man or Thor or the Flash play.
Before I pick Harry, I'd pick Chewbacca all day. Chewbacca at least has like...
Here's the way I feel about Harry and the Hendersons. He's a glue guy, right? Like, because, you know, I've already got lots of ways to score points. Superman, Doctor Strange, you know. He's the guy that like brings everybody together. You know, like everybody likes him. He's happy. It's good for morale. And he's tall, so he's going to get his fair share of rebounds.
Okay.
Next.
So do I have?
You have
a
small forward. You have a three and a five.
Three and a five. Okay, yeah. So for my three, I'm gonna go Captain America.
Okay, I mean he's just kind of brute force. It doesn't seem like football. Yeah, he'd be great at football. Basketball?
Yeah, he's gonna be good, and he's a leader of men.
Okay, so that's what you're going for.
Yes,
just so you know, you have Captain America and Iron Man on the same team. That is like cancer in the clubhouse. Those guys do not like each other. That's bad chemistry.
Well, here's the thing.
I've got a chemistry guy, Harry and the Hendersons.
When they're against each other,
it's
problematic.
Yeah.
When they're with each other, nothing can stop them.
I'm just saying, sometimes those lines cross.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to be – you better pick a coach that can handle that. That's all I'm saying, that can handle these egos.
I've already got one lined up.
Because these guys don't like each other.
I've already got one lined up.
Okay. So I've got, this is my last pick, and then we're both going to pick a coach. I can't believe that you left this guy available. First of all, we've been slightly sexist this whole time. Neither of us have picked a woman.
I was actually looking at two or three.
Okay. Are you going to pick one?
It's your pick. I just picked.
I'm just curious. So, my last pick, I saved him just hoping that you wouldn't be picking him, and like an idiot, you didn't pick him. My small forward is Jimmy Chitwood. Coach, I'll make the shot. I mean, that's all you need. Jimmy Chitwood from Hoosiers, a high school basketball player in the 50s.
Yeah, he's not going to do a thing against my team. There's no way.
I think Jimmy Chitwood could beat Captain America in one-on-one. That's what I'm saying. Captain America, he's going to dribble the ball off his foot. He's carrying that bulky shield the whole time.
First of all, he doesn't have to have the shield.
He can't punch Jimmy Chitwood.
No.
There's no evidence at all that Captain America has a three-point shot.
I didn't say he has to have a three-point shot.
Are you saying Captain America can't hit a three-point shot? Jimmy Chitwood is going to own him.
No.
I mean, I'm going to just isolate.
Captain America will just shut him down.
You can't foul.
Who said anything about fouling?
That's the way Captain America would play.
Okay, so I've got my number five, my center.
Yes.
The man in the middle.
He's going to be up against Harry.
Ooh, yeah. Gosh, I really want to do Chewbacca just to have two like Bigfoot out there at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go and do it.
Okay.
Because I'm going to call that a wash. Chewbacca versus Harry. I think Chewbacca's probably better.
Right.
More athletic.
Okay.
I mean, he can move.
Right.
Harry and the Henderson's a big oaf.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. I mean, Chewie, like, you know, has real battles and stuff. Okay. You know, been in war.
Okay.
He's battle trained, battle tested.
Battle tested.
Yeah.
All right.
I like that. Okay, so coach.
So now coach. So we need strategy. But not just strategy. We need somebody that's going to inspire us. We need good halftime speeches.
Is it mine or your pick?
It's my pick.
Okay.
You know, it needs to be more than just we need the whole package here.
Right.
Okay, we need everything. So it seems obvious to me. I can't imagine that you'd be thinking of anybody else. I don't even know the character's name, but I'm picking Emilio Estevez from Mighty Ducks.
Quack. Quack.
Yeah. I mean, quack. Listen, you quack. Start with a quack, quack. Chant, it's over. I mean, if you're the other team and you look over into their huddle and you see them looking at each other saying quack, you go home, like right now. He's going to inspire people. He's going to tell them about stories of days gone by. It's Emilio Estevez.
Okay, so my coach, he's going to have to manage some of these personalities.
That's a big part of it.
That's a huge part of it. I mean, you've got superheroes here.
Yeah.
I mean, I want someone who's...
A lot of egos on the court.
A lot of egos on the team. Professor X.
I considered him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to manage the egos. He's going to have some mind control. He's going to, you know, he might be able to offset Darth Vader. That's a strong possibility from the bench.
Right, yeah.
I'm okay with this.
Okay. I almost took him. I thought you were going to take him. So the only reason I almost took him is because I thought you were going to take him.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to pass up on Emilio Estevez. I mean, what are we talking about?
I really wanted to do Spider-Man.
I thought about Spider-Man too, but I don't know if he can use the web. I don't know how legal that is.
I don't think
can he block
is.
A shot with the web? I don't think that's allowed.
I don't think
it's
so
a
either.
Foreign object.
Right. Yeah. That's why I didn't go with Spider-Man.
All right. Just to.
I also thought about Catwoman.
I considered Catwoman. I considered Wonder Woman, if we're talking about the ladies.
Yeah.
The you know what? Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I messed this up. I completely forgot this. I was totally going to take Mystique, because then she could pretend to be one of the person on the other team. Hey, pass me the ball. And then now I have the ball. I can't believe I messed that one up.
That would be a pretty good one.
Yeah. Shoot. Oh, well. What are you going to do? My team is my team. So, I considered, how did I forget that? I was looking right at the list and I was looking right at her. I don't know how I missed it. You know, there's lots of ones that you could look at. I thought about Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Because
he's,
you figure
a great three.
He's like never going to miss the shot,
Clay
but
Thompson,
I got Jimmy Chitwood. So, I mean, I never saw Jimmy Chitwood miss a shot ever.
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 I thought about Black Widow.
Yeah, she doesn't have any superpowers.
If I'm watching the game, I'm okay watching Black Widow.
All right. Okay. All right. Batman's useless in a basketball game. Can we agree with... He can't take his gadgets.
No.
He's not bringing his belt out on the court. It's all brute force.
Yeah, that would not be good. No. I mean, if he wants to be power forward...
Yeah, I mean, I'd take him in a pickup game at the Y all day. But on this game, forget about it. So, just...
Although, if he's got some kryptonite in his pocket,
mm-hmm.
which kind of Batman versus Superman,
right.
He might be able to kind of keep Superman at bay.
Right. I mean, this ended up being largely a superhero basketball draft.
With the exception of you've got Harry from Harry and Henderson's.
And Jimmy Chitwood.
And Jimmy Chitwood. And Emilio Estevez, your coach.
Yeah.
I've got the win on this. You have some... Okay, your highs might be slightly higher. Your lows are way lower.
The moment I picked Superman... For my first pick, it was over.
It's like picking Michael Jordan in a basketball draft.
Right.
Right?
He almost shouldn't have been allowed to be picked.
I almost said that before we started.
That you can't pick Superman?
Yeah, but I wanted him.
But you, All right, so you this just to run it down, you have the Flash, Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, and Chewbacca, coached by Professor X Xavier.
Excellent team.
And I have Doctor Strange, Superman, Jimmy Chitwood, Darth Vader, and Harry from Harry and the Hendersons, coached by Emilio Estevez, who we don't even know his character's name, but we know he was the coach of Mighty Ducks, and there's going to be some quack chants going on.
Yeah.
And it's going to totally psych you out and get my team pumped up, and we are going to win this thing. We're going all the way. Can't stop us. Let it not be said that we are afraid to tackle the tough issues in sports.
Yeah.
We will. Nothing is
out of bounds.
Out of our reach.
Yeah.
You know, we will address all of the issues.
Yeah.
And this is one that, you know, your Skip Baylesses, your Colin Cowherds.
No, they're not even touching this.
They don't want to touch this. No. It's too much of a minefield.
That's right.
Too much of a minefield. They're not an expert. They're not expert enough in as many areas that you would need to be expert enough. They can't speak intelligently about this.
No.
But we can.
They'd just rattle on nonsense.
God knows what they would say. All right, there you go. Well, this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.